how powerful is Cox Internet? So powerful that one day, your daughter will be able to simulate a soccer match against some of the world's best players right from your backyard. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Internet delivered through Cox's hybrid fiber coax network. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions apply.
I loved the company that I was with. I loved what I was doing. And at the same time, I got so roped into like the hustle and bustle. Like, you know, you need to grind in order to be successful. And I really got into that. I became like a very materialistic person and I really started losing myself. And so it was a very interesting situation I was in because I was loving it so much, but it just day by day, it started slowly feeling not right for me anymore.
Hey, 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 welcome to another episode of the Inspired by Freedom podcast, a podcast for digital nomads and remote working entrepreneurs. And I'm your host, Daniel Falunipa. First, I want to thank you for allowing me to bring you an inspiring travel story today. I know there's been a long pause between the last episode and this one, but as a digital nomad myself, it can be quite challenging to juggle travel, work, and life together. But I do have some interesting episodes lined up for you, so watch out for those that come out very shortly. So wherever you find your podcast, I want to ask you very kindly to go follow or subscribe to this podcast. And if you can spare a few minutes, please leave a review because it helps other people discover this podcast when they're searching for a travel-related podcast. And also, I'd like to hear from you. So if you're currently traveling or have any aspirations to do so, and you have any stories to share, or maybe you just want to leave me a message, please send me an email. It's daniel@ibfpod.com. I look forward to hearing from you. In today's episode, I had a chat with Taylor Shevsky, a digital nomad from Vancouver, Canada, who recently to leave a corporate job and start traveling the world while building a lifestyle business from the road. Taylor and I met in Sayulita, Mexico a couple months back, but we never really got talking until a few weeks before this podcast. So I'm so glad that we were finally able to make it happen. In this episode, Taylor and I talked about life in the corporate world before she started traveling, what led to her to start traveling, and how spending an extended period of time in Mexico around like-minded people convinced her to take the plunge into the world of full-time travel. So, if you're on the verge of making a decision to travel, here's a fair warning to you. This episode might be the last nudge you need, so listen with caution, okay? And without further ado, let's dive right into today's episode with Taylor Shevsky. And I really hope it's going to be that one that changes everything for you. So sit tight and enjoy it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard. Once you have located your seat, we ask that you please step out of the aisle. So the passengers behind you can pass you. This will expedite our boarding process.
Hey Taylor, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I am having a very good day, very good weekend. And, you know, calling in from Albania, that's where I am right now. How's your day going?
It's good. It's still early in the morning, so I was able to have some breakfast, have some coffee, do my meditation, and I'm falling in love with you.
Awesome. Actually, speaking of meditation, I was looking at some of your Instagram stories the other day, and I must say that ever since I saw them like 3 days ago, I've been meditating every single morning.
Yes. I love
that. Yeah, so that actually inspired me to start meditating. Although I've been wanting to do it for a long time, I did it like many years ago, but I just stopped doing it because I didn't see the instant gratification that I would be expecting to get from it. So 2 days ago I started again, and I've been doing 15 minutes of early morning meditation as soon as I wake up. So that's So thanks to you for that.
That makes my heart happy. I love what have you been doing?
Honestly, I just open my YouTube and I find guided meditation for mornings, and I can't remember what the name is, but it's really awesome. If 15 minutes guided meditation, the next day I did 20 minutes, so that was good. But it's so surreal how I just feel so at ease while doing it, and of course the moments after, you know, getting out of that state. And it's like, if I could just feel this way all day, that would be awesome.
Eventually, once you keep doing them long enough, you will be in that state all
yeah.
day.
Yeah. I hope to keep doing it I want to commit to it for the next 30 days, see if I can see a noticeable difference in, you know, my outlook for the day and how productive I can get. So I'll keep you posted on that.
Awesome. Yes, please do. I'd love to hear how it goes.
So where are you right now?
I am in Alberta, Canada, so far from you.
So that's where you're from, in Alberta, Canada?
Yeah, I grew up in Alberta, pretty much lived in the same area my whole life within like a 50-kilometer range. But yeah, back here for the summer, I wanted to visit with friends and family, and I had some prior commitments. So yeah, it's right. been fun.
It's funny how you and I met in Sayulita, Mexico. That's a very long story, but it's kind of interesting how things work out the way they do. Because I was just out with my friends randomly on my birthday, day before my birthday, you know, just getting overwhelmed by all of the craziness that is Sayulita. And yeah. I just, you know, met you randomly. And we actually didn't really connect until a few weeks back. What was that like for you? How did you find Sayulita? I mean, how was the experience for you? Because a lot of people have different experiences and different stories after they've gone and come back.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's honestly such a loaded question. And I really don't sure you understand why I say that. But my cousin was actually moving to Sayulita. I have an uncle that's been there for a couple of years. And so my cousin had said that he was going to go. We kind of wanted to get out of Canada just with everything that's been going on lately. It was crazy. And so we wanted to get away, have a bit of a change and a bit of a reset. And so when he told me he was going, I looked at him and I was like, well, why? I want to go too. Like, there's really nothing holding me back. And, you know, I'm only going to be getting older and there's only going to be more responsibility. So I was like, you know what, right. screw it. Let's do it. And so, yeah, I joined him and I had no idea what I was getting into. I didn't look up the town at all. Like, I was like, yep, let's do it. So hopped on a plane about a week later. I tried to clean up as much of my condo as possible because that was really the only, like, biggest responsibility, I guess you could say, that I had. And yeah, cleaned all that up and just made sure that I was ready to go and got to Sayulita. And, like, that night that I was there, I was just already so obsessed. Like, the energy is insane and it's so easy to meet people. Like, everyone is so kind and caring there, and everyone's kind of on their same, it seems like everyone's kind of on the same journey, like same right. but different,
like on the same right? wavelength.
Yeah, so it's really easy to just connect and get to know so many beautiful people. So yeah, I fell in love. I didn't know how long I would be there for. I ended up staying for about 7 months, and yeah, again, like I said, I had prior commitments here right. for back in Canada for May, so I didn't know if I would stay all the way till May or come back early, but I really pushed it as long as I possibly could because I just love it so much.
That's quite interesting because I had a similar experience with Sayulita because I was supposed to go to Puerto Vallarta and I was supposed to spend 2 weeks there, but then I got to Puerto Vallarta and I just wasn't feeling too good about it, you know. I had expected something different. I booked an Airbnb for 2 weeks, but I ended up staying there for 3 days. And I was just looking at places I could go, places nearby. And Sayulita was like an hour away. I was like, okay, let me see what the fuss is about, you know, about this place. And I was supposed to be there for the weekend and I actually ended up staying 2 weeks. because just like you described it, it was just so magical and everyone was just like super nice and super kind. And it was like, I like to say, it's like everyone was in the same mindset. And I love to say that everyone doing this, probably traveling or just doing something out of the comfort zone in that regard, I think we're pre-qualified in some ways. Everyone was just like in the same mindset, in the same zone, ready to be friends, ready to involve you in all of those activities. And I want to ask you, so when you got to Sayulita, you decided to stay for as long as you could. What was going on back home?
Well, everything, all the COVID stuff, I was really not feeling that at all. I'm not much, and I guess I can share more with you as to why I started the business I did. I'm not really good with conforming to things or having people tell me what to do.
And speaking of business, I mean, everything that you're doing right now, we'll talk about everything, trust me, because I still have some really interesting things I want to get into.
Yeah. Okay, so we can get into this. So on both, my parents are separated, so I have on both sides of my family, one of them was very just like pro-choice, like keep living your life, not really feeling all the vaccines and everything going on. And then on the other side of my family, they were very like, no, you need to get it. If you don't get it, like, you can't come to family dinners. Like, it was very kind of polar opposite. And so yeah, just with everything, I felt a lot of negative energy and I just really wanted I needed to get away from all of that and just really bring myself back to like who I am and what I value and what means the most to me. And so when I was presented with the idea of Sayulita, I was like, yep, this is it. Like, I need to get out and just reset myself. So yeah, I had some interesting months for sure with between myself and some of my family members. But at the end of the day, like, I mean, I'm very pro-choice, like do what you feel is best. It's doesn't affect at all. Like, once it's affecting me, then I, you know, then I can say something about it. But you do what you want to do, let me do what I want to do. And that's kind of how I've always been. So
that's quite interesting. Because you know, honestly, you know, in this world that we live in, you probably know a lot of people are just, you know, caught in between, should I do this or should I do that? I mean, what would, you know, the word think? What would, you know, people think, my friends, my family, all of these things, and we just don't end up doing anything. But looking at the way you did things, you know, just sporadically, you know, packed up and went to Sayulita, have you always been like that? What was your childhood like? Was there anything in your growing up that probably put that instinct in you to just be, you know, the way you are, just this random, sporadic, let's go kind of person?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually. I can't say that I was always like that as like growing up as a little girl. I don't really remember too much of that part, but definitely in my like teenage years and growing into my adult years, there's been many instances where I just will randomly want to do something and it's a pretty big change in my life, but I'm like, yep, let's do it. Like, I'm so gung-ho about it. And I'm like, let's see what happens. And so an example with that, a few years back, actually right when COVID first hit, so 2020, I had just finished school. I went to school for interior designs. It was a 2-year program, but halfway through that program, I was introduced to a sales company, direct sales. And I was a representative with them for about a year. And then they presented a promotion to me. They wanted me to move to a different territory. And I was so down for that. I was like, sweet, yeah, I'll pick up my whole life and move. Like, that sounds like a great idea. Yeah, and I never, like, I remember one day my mom, she was like, you just don't even really, like, think about it. You're just like, yeah, let's do it. And she's like, that's just so cool that you're able to do that. And so I was really grateful that my mom did bring that up to me, because it just reminds me now every single time I do something like that, I'm like, yeah, I'm, you know what, let's do it. I'm kind of a fuck it person.
Yeah, I love that word. You know, yeah, I like to think of myself as that too, like, you know, fuck it, let's do it. Because, you know, it's just, I mean, to me, it's just the best way. I mean, the way that the best experiences of my life and, you know, the best thing that's ever happened to me. That's the way I have had those experiences. That's the way I've, you know, manifested those things. And that's really good. So you went to, I would assume you went the corporate route and you worked in corporate for a little bit. How was that for you?
Yeah. So, I loved the company that I was with. I loved what I was doing. And at the same time, I got so roped into like the hustle and bustle, like, you know, you need to grind in order to be successful. And I really got into that. I became like a very materialistic person and I really started losing myself. And so it was a very interesting situation I was in because I was loving it so much, but it just day by day, it started slowly feeling not right for me anymore. And so I tried holding on to it for a little bit more because I was like, okay, you know, I can save up a little bit of money and then move into something else. But the type of person that I am, once I'm done with something, I cannot keep going with it. Like I have zero passion with it anymore. And it's not my thing. So yeah, I really did. I thought that was the life that I was wanting to create and what I was wanting to do, but that was a really pivotal moment in my life because I, for once, was feeling so like lost and like, okay, like shit, what do I do next? Yeah, I was so certain for a while. And then it just like, all of a sudden I was like, this just isn't working. Like now what do I do? And things were always kind of laid out for me before. And that was kind of the first time where it was no longer laid out for me. So yeah, that was a very pivotal moment for sure. Being in the corporate side of things and no longer enjoying it.
Right. So you decided you were not going to go ahead with it. You had zero passion for it. So what happened next?
So I moved back to Alberta from the territory that I was living in, packed up my whole life after, and I was only doing that for a year. So moved back here, moved into a condo, and I really just started taking time to figure out what it is that, like, what kind of life I do want to build and what makes sense for me. And I have always been such a people person, very social. I love helping people. That's a big thing for me. So I started thinking of just what else I could do. And I went to school for interior design. So I've always been big into houses and architecture and stuff like that. And so I was like, you know what? Maybe I can get into real estate. So after probably 4 or 5 months of just kind of sitting on my ass, not doing really anything other than this self-discovery, trying to figure out what it is I was wanting to do, I was like, okay, I'm going to get my real estate course and get my license and become a real estate agent. Started working on the course. And again, same thing day by day, as time went on, something just wasn't feeling quite right. And I just was starting to lose the excitement of working on that course. And then Mexico was presented to me.
Wow. You know, I kept smiling through that because it's quite similar to the same way that my life shaped out a little bit. Because I was also in sales and I just was done with it. And having a degree in real estate, I thought, okay, maybe I might just fall back to that. And I started taking this real estate course. And 1 month into it, I'm like, no, I'm not loving this. Although a lot of my friends are like real estate agents doing well and all those things, but I just wasn't excited about it. So that's my story as it relates to yours. So in that moment where you were doing that self-discovery, what was going through your mind as someone who had, you know, seen some success in the corporate world and now you're back home just doing essentially nothing? How did you deal with that mentally?
Well, it was definitely a big moment in my life because things have kind of, I've been very lucky and very grateful. Things have kind of always just been laid out nicely for me. And so that was the first time where I was like, holy shit, like now what do I do? So the time before getting into my real estate course, I really just – tried to figure out like, okay, what means the most to me and what kind of life is it that I'm wanting to build? And like, what are my values? What do I believe in? And again, like everything was happening with COVID too, right? So that yeah. also was helping me to think like, what do I value? What do I believe in? And so yeah, it was a lot of, and even just healing any of the traumas that I've had growing up and just stuff like that too. And healing even with being in the corporate world. Like there was a lot of different things that I was kind of starting to work on and really focus on. And I have always been pretty aware with what is going on in my life, but that was a time where, yeah, I was just starting to, everything was kind of popping up and there was a lot more awareness happening. And so it definitely got overwhelming for a little bit, for sure, but it was exactly what I needed. And it was a good few months of just sitting, doing nothing other than self-discovery.
That's quite interesting. So you went over to Mexico. You know, this thing they always say that, you know, it's very cliche, but sometimes it could be true that when, you know, all those people who say they travel, it's either they're running away from something, either from responsibility or running towards something. Did you feel like you were running away from responsibility, or you just wanted to get out of that zone where everyone was, or all eyes were set on you and you just were under pressure to do something, make something happen? Did you feel that way?
Yeah, that could be very possible. Yes, because that has always been something I've been very good at, is running from some problems. So yeah, that was, I definitely had very good self-discovery. I wouldn't say that time, no, I wasn't running from like my shit. I knew that I would learn a lot in Mexico too, but I would say for sure I was running a little bit from family and just that side of things that was going on. Sure. Yeah. But that's funny that you asked that, because yes, I definitely have learned that about myself over the years, is I can be good at running from things at certain times. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, let's say, when you fight, he who fights and run lives to fight another day. Yeah. That's the popular saying. So now you're in Mexico. Is it your first time really putting yourself in that kind of situation, that scenario where you didn't know a lot of people and everything was just new? You're discovering things, you know, day by day. Yeah. Was that new for you?
Yes and no. I've always been pretty good with throwing myself in situations of just meeting new people, like going to different events or being invited to different events. But yes, to that extent, for sure. That was my first time in Mexico. That was my first, and I haven't even really traveled a ton yet up until that point. So yeah, a lot of it was very new to me. But again, I'm such a fuck it person that like I'm up for anything. Like just yeah, once I'm there, I'm good. I was excited. And it was nice to have my cousin and my uncle too. Like our uncle definitely showed us around a lot and just got us comfortable. And he had said like, if there's ever anything you need. So that was definitely nice having someone there, knowing that like if anything did happen, we could lean on him a bit. But yeah, it was a good beginning for sure, being in Mexico.
Right. So you went to Elita. Was that like the only place you really spend time in Mexico?
Yeah, pretty much. I went to Mazatlan for a week when I had some family visiting around Christmas time. We went there and it was nice. I liked Mazatlan for a few different reasons, but I was already so in love and comfortable with Sayulita that, and again, going back to that energy, it just, I missed it a ton. And I remember even my mom had been there for 2 weeks before we went to Mazatlan. And it was funny, once we were driving back into Sayulita, all of us we just like had the biggest breath of fresh air. Like, oh, like we missed this place. It was so different. So yeah, I didn't travel around Mexico too much. I wanted to just really enjoy Sayulita and really enjoy all the relationships that I was building there. And Yeah, I wanted to have not so crazy of a life, like running around a bunch. So
interesting. Yeah. So doing that for the first time, of course, you definitely, I mean, I wouldn't assume it was all, rosy every day, no challenges whatsoever. Did you have any culture shock or just found some things maybe uncomfortable, maybe too comfortable while you were there? What was that experience like?
How powerful is Cox Internet? So powerful that one day your daughter will be able to simulate a soccer match against some of the world's best players right from your backyard. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Internet delivered through Cox's hybrid fiber coax network. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions apply.
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this a lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
Not too much culture shock. I would say, I don't know any Spanish. I started a little bit once I was there, so that was probably the biggest thing. If we were at like one of the really, really little restaurants where no one spoke English, you know, it's a mm-hmm. little uncomfortable. Like, okay, how do I maneuver this? But yeah, there was a few times more so with that, but everything else, like safety wise, I felt pretty much the safest I've ever felt. Like I would never walk home alone at 3 a.m. anywhere in Canada or the States. Like, but I was totally fine with walking home alone at 3 a.m. But
I mean, that's the one of the biggest things that I talk about when I tell people about Mexico, because if you find me somewhere where I'm talking about Mexico, I mean, it's like I'm the biggest Mexican ever, and I have no ties to this country whatsoever. I've only ever visited for an extended period of time. And I tell people, anyone who tells you that Mexico isn't safe, or maybe like you should, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that there are not social vices, or, you know, you can't be unsafe in certain situations, but compared to where you're coming from in North America, I think it would be safe to say that I personally felt much safer than I would feel if I were in Baltimore. And now that you're affirming that, it just goes to, you know, even affirm that even further.
It was great. I mean, obviously there's areas all over the world that are going to be more unsafe, right? But as far as Alita goes, I was really never concerned. There was one time I was concerned, and it was dogs. I've never been afraid of dogs before. But I was walking home, and yeah, it was like 3 or 4 in the morning. So, you know, no one else is around, and there's dogs that need to protect their space, right? So yeah, I was walking across the street, and these dogs really started growling, and it was not a nice growl. And I love dogs. I've never been afraid of dogs before, but it was not a nice growl. So I thankfully had my flashlight, and I would, when I would shine it at them, then they would back away. But I was like, man, I might actually get attacked by some dogs right now. I was nervous, but I kept my cool and just shined the flashlight at them. And yeah, it was good. I just kept walking. I was like, hopefully they don't follow me.
that's quite funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite funny. So let's talk about how you were able to, because a lot of people, one of the biggest challenges that they face, especially when they just, you know, at that point in their lives, thinking about, I want to travel, I want to, you know, see the world and, you know, see all these things and just get away from my usual life and, you know, explore a little bit. One of the biggest questions to come up is, how do I make this happen from a financial standpoint? And it is a real problem. People have responsibilities. People have responsibilities, you know, they have mortgages, they have rent, they have insurance, they have all these things, and they can't seem to get away from it. They have full-time jobs, and these are real things that people deal with every single day. So Of course, there are different ways to get around that. But from your point of view or from your journey, can you talk to me about how that has played out for you? You know, what plans did you have to put in place, or what did you have to do in order to be in Sayulita, of all places, mm-hmm. for 7 months? I mean, that's a long time.
Yeah. So first of all, I will say, I think at the end of the day, it's all about what you truly value. Because yes, you know, we have responsibilities, and yes, there are some things that we can't for sure get away from. At the same time, though, a lot of those things are just excuses. And if you really wanted to, say, travel around or do something different, you could make it work if it's something that really means enough to you. But as far as being able to live in Mexico for 7 months, for me, what I did, again, working with my old job, I had enough money saved up. So, you know, I wasn't living a crazy luxurious life. But what I would do now, like now that I've shifted into things, thankfully, like I said, I just had money saved up. So I made it work, which was nice, which was definitely nice. But then now for myself, being in Mexico, that's what I learned was what was really important to me was being able to travel around for 7 months if I want and still be able to make money. So I just shifted what was really important to me instead of, you know, having a big house and having luxurious vehicles and having these toys and all this shit. My mindset shifted, and I was like, actually, you know, I can still have a nice house, but it can be small and quaint, and I can still have good quality things, but I'd rather be able to have more money to travel around and have experiences. It's definitely experiences are more important to me than things.
Right. So what you're saying in essence is, you know, just shift your mindset and your priorities pretty much.
Yeah,
and, you know, just shift it to making what you have, you know, work for you. So have been following you for quite a while. I mean, not a long time, but I mean, for the amount of time that I've been following you, I see that, you know, you have been talking about helping other people become, I would say, to travel sustainably or to live their mm-hmm. best lives and to just, you know, live their truth and become better people, I would say, from a business perspective and from a mindset perspective. Can you talk to me about what you're doing in that space and just how you hope to help other people, how you're doing that currently?
Yeah. Freedom is one of the biggest things for me, and that's in all aspects, like whether it's financial freedom, time freedom, inner freedom, even like inner work or location freedom, like all just freedom in general is so important. I'm very passionate about it, and to be able to, I guess, just support others with becoming inspired to also live a life of freedom, if that's what they choose, is why I honestly feel like I'm here on this earth, is to be able to with that. So I just get so excited in sharing all of that. And I'm able to, we have a program that we're able to share with others in building a life that they want to live. So I've been a part of that. And then as well, just, being able to share my journey, my experiences, and what's worked for me in building an online business is also what I share a lot on my social media.
So, I mean, a lot of the things that I see that you share is mostly, you know, about community, you know, being a part of community, a part of a community. And I mean, what is that community, if you're allowed to share, and, you know, how, maybe get into more detail about, you know, some of the things you do in maybe slight specific detail about how someone listening right now might be able to benefit from that, or just looking to be a part of a bigger community, something bigger than themselves. They can hold themselves accountable and, you know, just stay on that path, stay on that course.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm a part of a worldwide community. It's called the Freedom Era. And it was started through a few of our top leaders in the company that I work with, which is Imagic. So the Freedom Era is, yes, created by the specific leaders in our company, but it's built for anyone that is wanting to create a freedom lifestyle, that's wanting to create an online business, that's wanting to learn about sales, that's wanting to be able to learn how to shift their mindset. Like there's a ton of different stuff on this platform. So there's many courses offered. There's as well many masterclasses. And then every few months there's like a big live event as well. And so being able to be a part of this community, a part of this collective, and sharing the insane energy worldwide has really been able to open up my eyes to all that is possible. And even going back to the company that I used to work with, like we were only in Canada and the States, but I could only work with people in Canada. So it was so limited. And so I think it's so crazy and so exciting that I can, again, support others in finding inspiration with their lives globally. Like it's not just people in Canada, it's thinking globally. So that's one of my biggest things that I'm working in is the Freedom Era. It's our academy. And then as well, like there's a few different Facebook groups for the Freedom Era. So you're just constantly getting support from all areas in life and being able to learn how to build an online business. And
I think support is really important, especially if you're going down this, you know, path of, you know, being self-employed and just being location and, you know, financial independence, you know, location independence, time and, you know, time freedom and all those things. Because just a few years ago, I would say about 4 or 5 years ago, I moved to the United States about 6 years ago. And, you know, my first 2-3 years were, you know, some of the hardest years of my life that I've ever experienced. And the one thing that helps me get through that was constantly feeding myself with positivity from a bigger community, from a larger community. And that's one of the reasons why I started this podcast, because podcast, you know, was one of the biggest factors, you know, that allowed me to stay on that course, you know, on days where I would have to get up at 4 a.m., you know, 2 a.m., go through newspapers or get on the production line and just, you know, be there in the heat of summer, 100 degrees every single day. Those were moments that could break you, that could, you know, just put you flat on your back and just make a mess of you. But, you know, being a part of a community, which is why I, you know, wanted to, you know, bring you here and talk to you today, because I feel like a lot of people could, you know, could really, you know, benefit from that. Mm-hmm. And I really love, I love what you're doing in that regard. So what are some of the biggest lessons that you've learned since you've been on this path? I know it always looks easy, especially when people go through, you know, your social media, they see the photos, the sunsets and the margaritas and the boats and all that. Mm-hmm. You know, what has it really been like for you, like in actuality? If it's been great, I mean, you can say, oh, it's been beautiful. Like you've had no hiccups at all, if that's the case.
I feel like if anyone says that they don't have any hiccups.
How powerful is Cox Internet? So powerful that one day your daughter will be able to simulate a soccer match against some of the world's best players right from your backyard. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Internet delivered through Cox's hybrid fiber coax network. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions apply.
That's a load of bullshit. I feel like we always we need to have hiccups. No, it was a roller coaster, of a journey. Amazing in all ways. And, you know, even the shitty days are still great days because you're learning. Some of the biggest things that I've learned, I guess, since my journey in Mexico, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter what anyone thinks of you or says of you. If you're doing what you feel is best for you and what makes you the happiest, then fucking do it. Like, so that was definitely one of my biggest lessons. I can be a bit of a people pleaser. I can be a bit of a pushover. I can, you know, be influenced by what others might be saying about me. And so that was definitely a big one, was just no, like if you're happy doing what you're doing, obviously, you know, don't be putting anyone in harm's way, but like if you're
right,
what you're doing and it feels great for you, then keep doing it. And if you're always going to have haters, you're always going to have the negative people, like, you know, they're always going to be there, but it just depends on how much attention you really give them. And if you're happy living your life, like they're kind of just going to float away.
Right. That's really powerful, because I feel like a lot of people are held back by, you know, societal influences, you know, familial influences, friendships, you know, peer pressure, yep, and all of those things. And it's really important to understand that, you know, we don't have a lot of time here on this earth. And it would be really sad, or it's so sad to see a lot of people just give up, you know, too early, or just not make as much effort as they possibly can, you know.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why I embarked on this journey to start with. You know, it's a lot of different life occurrences that led up to that moment, but I just always knew that if I'm not giving 100%, if I'm not living my best life every single day, then what am I here for? You know, what am I here for? What am I here for? So, I mean, you've had that experience in, you know, Mexico, and what is next for you? I know you're back in Canada right now. How long are you planning to be there for? Is travel something that you want to integrate into your life, you know, for the foreseeable future? What's that journey going to be like for you?
Yes, most definitely travel. I've always been curious about it. I've always been intrigued. But once I was in Mexico, I was like, this needs to be a huge piece of my life. So yes, I am actually heading to Europe with a friend for September, which I'm so freaking excited about because I've never been to Europe. So I'm excited to be able to explore that area while still building my business. And then I'm working on getting back to Mexico. Again, I loved Sayulita so much. So I want to create more of a home base there around that area and then be able to travel around from there. It just seems a little bit easier living in Mexico and traveling around outside of that as opposed to in Canada. And honestly, Canadian winters are not whatsoever. So as long as I don't have to see snow here this winter, I'll be good. Like,
right.
I'll go anywhere, just not where there's snow.
Yeah, I was looking at your story the other day where you were trying to meditate and, you know, in a very calm and deflated mood, you said, well, it's getting cold outside again. I'm trying to meditate. And that was so funny and, you know, just a wholesome moment at the same time, because I've only been to Canada one time, and, you know, it was just recently, you know, a few months ago, in fact, and I'd never experienced, you know, what winter feels like, but I hear it's not the best place you want to be at, you know, in that time.
I don't know why anyone willingly tortures them, like is willing to suffer through 40 degrees Celsius weather. It blows my mind.
yeah, that's interesting. So Europe in September, then back to Mexico. Is that all you have for this year? And, you know, how much, I mean, are you like a fast traveler or a slow traveler? Or do you consider yourself falling into any of that categorization?
I definitely appreciate really getting to explore an area. So I would say I am more of a slower traveler. I'll be in Europe for about a month. And honestly, I've said this for the past few years, like once I get to Europe, I want to be able to spend 2, 3, 4 months there just because it is so far away. And like, if you're doing it, you might as well do it. So
you might as well go all in.
Exactly. So I would say I'm a bit more of a slower traveler in that sense. I'd rather just take my time, really get to appreciate the area, learn about the culture. I'm not, you know, the type of person to just go to an all-inclusive and like stay for a weekend. Like I want to be immersed in the culture and really experience the entire area. So yeah, I will. I mean, we'll see. Maybe I fall in love with Europe and the areas that I'm in even more, and I might stay longer. As of right now, yeah. I'm planning on a month, but yeah. And I was planning on getting back to Mexico October, but since I'll be now in Europe, I've pushed that back. So it's, you know, again, I'm just a very go with the flow.
Yeah.
So I'm always about today and we'll see what happens tomorrow kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah. I like to always ask people this, if you had to pick one thing that you've learned about yourself, you know, going through this journey from everything that you've talked about, laid down from, you know, going from corporate to that stage of life where you're figuring things out in Mexico, where you felt excited again. If there was one thing you learned about yourself, what would that be?
That's a good question. That no matter what, at the end of the day, I always have me to come back to. Like I am my home to come back to. And so as long as I know who I am and my worth and that I am loved and supported, and that's really all that matters at the end of the day. I'm a very emotional person. Like I'm all water, so I'm very emotional. So that's, love is always like the biggest thing for me. It's always been the biggest thing for me.
Interesting. So yeah. No matter how hard things get, no matter where you go, who you see, whatever you're faced with, you know, you always have yourself to come back to.
Yeah. And as long as I know who I am, that's all that matters.
That's pretty deep. I like that. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I really do. I really do. So the goal of, you know, this podcast is to get into, you know, topics like this and hopefully inspire someone to just get out of that comfort zone, because a lot of people, the only reason why they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing is because they can't really stand the fact that, oh, I'm going to get uncomfortable. Oh, there's a possibility that things may not go well. I mean, I can't deal with that. So the whole idea is to have them get outside of that. And if you would just say something, just say one thing from your experience, you know, someone listening right now, they feel that way. They're not really feeling it. They don't know what next to do or how to really navigate this whole thing. I mean, just say something to them. Just tell them something right now.
Well, okay. I could ask them a question. With where you're at right now in your life, would you be happier to stay there? Or would it be like, would you be more scared to stay where you're at or to jump into something that you know you want, but it might just be a little scary? To me, that's what I've always felt like. Am I okay? So where I'm at with my life right now, would it be more scary to just jump into something that's new and exciting or stay with where I'm at? I'm not okay with staying with where I'm at. I still have so many goals and ambitions and I still want so much. So like, yes, it's going to be scary to jump. It's always a little scary to jump, but I'm more afraid of staying where I'm at.
So it's almost like reversing that, you know, reversing the mindset. Just, you know, if you're so afraid, I mean, of where you could potentially, you know, have a life changing experience. What about where you are right now? Isn't that more scary for you? You know, it's just whatever answer they can make out of that is the answer to the overall question.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? Interesting. Yeah. That's really good. That's really good. So yeah, I've enjoyed, you know, this conversation. I know I could, you know, go on and on just answering, you know, asking specific questions and just getting deep into, you know, into the nitty gritty of things, but I just like to, you know, keep it light and, you know, keep it simple. Maybe at some point in the future, and I'll bring you back after you've done all of your travels to Europe, you know, have a lot more, engagement, you know, with travel, with other people. I'll be you know, really interested in bringing you back in, maybe just further down the line, 1 year, 2 years, just give your experience, you know, what you're up to at the time, and you know, just, you know, just see what you're up to, you know, in that moment in time. Interesting. Yeah. So yeah, it's been fun talking to you. I appreciate you doing this. I know it was so last minute, you know, we just wanted to, you know, make this happen, and I'm excited that we actually did it.
We love last minute things. They're better. I really appreciate you having me on here. It has been fun.
Absolutely. Well, Tiloshevsky, if people are trying to contact you, trying to reach you, where can they find you?
Yes. Yeah, so Instagram is probably the easiest. My username is just Tiloshevsky. So I have a whole bunch of different links and everything in my bio, including the Freedom Era that I was talking about. But yeah, Instagram is always the easiest place. And I love meeting new people and having incredible conversations. So for anyone that's listening, you're more than welcome to jump into my DMs and have some conversation with me. I would love that.
Well, you heard it. Jump into the DMs, have conversations, but, you know, jump wisely to DMs. Don't
crowd DMs.
Yes. Well, it's been fun. Thanks for coming. I'll leave all the links again in the show notes. And if you want to get in touch, you can get in touch with her via Instagram, email, and all those good stuff will be in the show notes as well. Well, again, thanks for coming on the show, Taylor. Appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate it as well. See ya.
Match believes that adults date better because when you date as an adult, you get to be a little irresponsible with really responsible people. Rip the clothes off someone who actually knows how to put them away. Fall stupidly in love with someone who's actually really smart. Forget being hot. Get them to ugly laugh. Ready to crush on someone who makes you feel whole? If you know who you are and what you want in a relationship, Match is the place for you. Adults Wanted. Download the Match app today.